I was just wondering, Rinpoche, is there any difference between a master, a root master, and a Vajra master? And if there is a difference, what is the difference between these three?
This Vajra master, the root master, is a very sort of Vajrayana language. Of course, the Sharvakayana and Mahayana has the concept of master, abbot, preceptor. But they don't have the path of, their path is, Mahayana and Sharvakayana's guru is most mainly a guide, a tutor, coach. Whereas in the Vajrayana, he or she may appear as the coach, the tutor, but also actually may more as the path itself. I mean, even in the practice, it's evident. In the Mahayana or Sharvakayana, there is never a method of dissolving oneself in the Guru's heart or the Guru dissolving into you and things like that, basically. And this actually goes even deeper. All the vehicle, and especially Mahayana and the Vajrayana, as we have spoke earlier, the main guru, make no mistake, main guru is the wisdom aspect of our mind. Our nature of our mind is the main guru, that's for sure. In the Mahayana, they emphasize more on the mind, okay? But in the Vajrayana, they also talk about prana and bindu and nadi. Well, loosely translating those words, vein, chakras, channels, I guess, and the energy or the wind or the air that goes through these tubes or these channels. And mind that has so much influence to this channel and the air. And they are inseparable. See, the Mahayana, they don't have this concept. Whereas the Vajrayana do. Good that you brought this up, because I wanted to talk to you the Vajrayana exclusive idea about guru and student relationship, and that's happening now. Nadi are the channels and chakras. Of course, these gross veins that we have are very, very gross form of the nadi. There are many, many refined nadis we have. Anyway, think it this way. Nadi is a bit like a flute, trumpet. And prana is the wind that goes through this trumpet. Okay? And then there is a blower of the trumpet, which is the bindu. Well, but in the Vajrayana, prana, bindu and nadi are very, they are a bit like one, but three different aspects. Okay? Flute, at the moment, is rustic. fungus growing inside. Some of the holes blocked due to too much hamburgers, too much walking under someone else's underwear. All kinds of obscurations, too much negative emotions, too much jealousy, too much possessiveness, too much late night sleep, too much no sleep, too much sleep, I don't know, all kinds of things has made the whole structure, our body, not good. So what do? Outwardly, we try to change that through yoga. And the essence of the yoga is sitting straight, posture. Through that we try to manipulate. But that's not the most important for the Vajrayana. What is going inside this flute? Okay, so sitting straight, doing yoga is like oiling the flute. You put oil, you clear the, And then you try to control the prana, the air. When you manage to do that, see, right now, as I was saying earlier, our structure is very rustic, so much fungus, literally, growing everywhere, inside, outside. Air also is very impure. So, therefore, all our perception is very limited. Now that is only a door. Period. It's not mozzarella. You understand? It is not in basically limited. Everything is limited. Bad, good, tall, short. Everything is so limited. Because flute only has like half a hole. There's so much fungus growing inside. And the air that's being floating inside also is very shaky because of that. Okay? So, cleaning this flute, slowly, slowly, your perception begins to change. And out of this perception, let's say, giving you an example, one perception, especially this one particular perception, accompanied by your merit. Perception is the guru. That's what happens. That's the evolution, genesis of guru, according to the Vajrayana. That's how guru suddenly popped up in front of us. Merit through the merit. Basically what's happening is your own wisdom mind is reflecting there. So all the more reasons to obey him. Because after all you are obeying to yourself, your true nature. The guru, the blower of the flute, is not other than you now. Right? So, you try to, what do we mean by obey him? See, according to the Vajrayana, it works so well. It really works so well. We really don't have to have this fear of obeying some externally, truly existing vampire outside. We don't have to think like that. It is basically your own mind's perception projected out there, which was interpreted by a translator called merit. If that merit is not there, it will interpret as someone arrogant bastard who is talking about righteousness and do the right thing and all of that, you know, like whom you will not even pay any attention. You will not waste your beautiful weekend, so to speak. This is what happens. So, what is praying to the Guru means in the Vajrayana? Oh, it actually means associating and getting in touch with your true nature. Nothing else. We always go back to the one question, is the outer Guru necessary? What are you talking about? That's your own reflection. Is the mirror necessary for putting lipsticks on your lips? What is offering? Offering to Guru is offering to actually, eventually, is offering to yourself. Because when you put lipsticks, you don't put lipsticks on the lips of the mirror reflection. You put it to yourself. This is what's happening. And that's all I can say about the Vajrayana's disciple and the Guru relationship. Cannot afford to let go of this one.
Just quickly, so root master, so that's a Vajra master that you're talking about?
Yes.
And root master?
Oh, wait. You're right. So, this root business has got a lot to do with your own wisdom nature. Okay? Root master, Vajra master. Well, okay, now, technically speaking, Vajra master is someone who gives you Vajrayana Abhisheka. Especially four Abhishekas, Vas, Secret, Wisdom and Word. If someone gives you that, then he is a Vajra master for you. But some scholar would disagree this and say someone who introduces you to the nature of the mind, and by doing so, if you happen to understand, that is your guru. Because there are so many introducers of nature of the mind these days. You know, everywhere, you know, sort of floating around. But not everybody's introduction of the nature of the mind works. You know, it sort of goes like this and goes like that, and it does sometimes doesn't even go inside. But for some, they might say something or they might not say anything, but it still makes you what they call temporarily, the whole system will stop. Temporarily, even for a quarter of a second, whole system stops. And you will think that, what is benefit of yesterday and today and tomorrow? Why is there a yesterday? Why is there a tomorrow? What is weekdays? What is weekend? It's almost like inexpressible. Everything stops. But you are still not dumb or anything like that. You are not strong, what do you call it, OD, is it? OD? Overdosed, kind of? It's not like an experience of overdosed or, you know, sort of drunk or anything like that. You are very aware of everything, conscious of everything, alive, vibrant, everything, but the normal system stops. When someone calls you your name, you feel surprised that they actually call you this. It's like that. When that happens, then maybe, whether you like it or not, this guy is your assassin. Now,